My injury is T12 paraplegia.
I have cerebral palsy.
Colin was in a car accident. Our whole family was.
Progressive degenerative disorder.
I broke my back.
What's this?
What the hell is this?
1500 ESPN. Oh, it's the auction music.
You two dumbasses.
Sports Fantasy Auction.
Yeah,
benefiting
okay.
The Courage Kenny Rehabilitation
you
Institute.
Are
presented in part by TCM, America's fastest growing TV brand, and Able Chiropractic.
All right, give me the home.
Kenny
give
was
me,
right.
Give me the phone number,
651-647-5437, sir.
5437.
You have something new
All
for us?
All right. Listen up. Listen up.
Hear ye, town crier.
Tonight's game, Wild Calgary.
Yeah.
Club seats.
Yeah.
Row 2, seats 9 and 12. Value, $129 per seat. You will have the tickets electronically transferred to you. So you'll have them within 20 minutes of your purchasing them.
Right.
$300 right now. 651-647-5437 for $110 club seats to the Wild. And if they got to be sold by 10 after.
Yes.
If they're not sold by 10 after, the price goes up.
It goes up.
It goes up.
See you.
This so is for to tonight. Clarify.
Tonight.
It's how many seats, Patrick?
4 seats.
Gotcha.
Seats 9, 10, 11, and 12.
9, 10, so. 11, and 12. Damn good chance that's on the aisle, which is very important to Joe.
I have to
right?
have the aisle.
You
got to
have the aisle. Right now, 651-647-5437.
Hey, hang on here. You gave out the number. All the lines are frantically ringing, I've just been told. So if the line is busy, keep calling the phone number, as Patrick mentioned that.
Well,
prior.
If you make this is a one-time only.
But, Pat, the lines are busy is what I'm being told. So if you get a busy signal, just keep trying to call that same number.
And if you are in Phoenix and want to go to the game tonight, we will wire those tickets
okay.
to you.
Well, they're not. Nobody's in Phoenix.
Why aren't they there?
651-647-5437. The lines. Why are they not going to notify us? Are they going to notify us when it's sold?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
okay.
they will.
Yes. Good.
Yeah, they
will.
That's how this auction works.
Four more minutes.
And by the way, the balcony tickets from last hour, Joe, those are gone. All those right. Twins executive balcony tickets did sell.
Here you go. Yes?
I got nothing. I just wanted to play the button.
It's the
well, we can't.
Hour.
I can't announce what
yeah,
we're gonna.
Go ahead.
No, I want to wait till you. Look, I want to wait till these are gone.
That'll be a good chance then to reset the table. Then,
okay.
Joe, we do still have, and this will be running throughout the day during the Ride with Royce, all the way through the close of business and till about midnight tonight, or until the 1,000 pint glasses are sold. That's a limited edition Garage Logic 25th anniversary pint glass. This one you have to purchase online, 1500ESPN.com. You click on the pint glass promo banner on the home screen, $15 a piece. Get them because they will be gone by the end of the day today.
And
we've got Star Wars tickets.
Star Wars tickets from Shakopee, too.
That's right. Mm-hmm. If you want to go see the preview of the new Star Wars movie, we do have a few of those left.
Do you have to call for that one,
You
Chris?
Have to call for that one, 651-647-5437. And that is this Saturday at 8:15 at the Cinema Down in Shakopee.
Okay. I'm not going to do the sports talk items till we learn if the Calgary hockey tickets have been snapped up.
The Wild tickets are gone.
All right. That didn't say. See, you got to threaten them. Yeah. You got to tell them the price is going up.
Yeah. They want to be mistreated.
My favorite part of this day is when Patrick starts calling people cheap SOBs. I will insult you into making a donation.
Yes. I'm still trying to figure out what you meant by saying there's nobody in Phoenix.
He was just babbling like a moron.
Right.
Which is his specialty.
Because it was funny because when Pat said, we wire these directly to you, and I said, and if you are in Phoenix for the game tonight.
You could get on a plane and make it.
If you're going to Phoenix, $300, you could buy out the arena.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They'll give you rows. They'll give you four sections in Phoenix.
All right, bidders.
Speaking of the Twins,
listen up. High bidder is going to receive four tickets to sit behind home plate in the Thomson Reuters Champions Club.
All right.
For a Twins game of their choosing, certain restrictions apply because certain games are not available. Food and beverages included, plus an autographed Brian Dozier jersey.
Come on.
Yep. Bidding starts at $500. 6475437.
No.
Twins
no.
Champions Club.
$600.
I'm going to do better. Reavers is in for $1,000. Okay, I want to sit in the Champions Club.
Reavers is in for $1,000.
Yep.
Okay. Is this legal, by the way?
Absolutely.
Can we bid?
Absolutely.
Rookie is in with Reavers. I just want to go, but I'm not putting up any money.
All you want to do is eat.
I want to go to Champions. Yeah, so I'm okay. One of those seats.
So the bidder gets four tickets to sit in that Champions Club seats.
Can I give credit to an outfit?
Sure.
Okay. The Minutemen, they're still around. You know, the Minutemen.
They brought the Saints here and the Twins here.
Yeah,
and
they basically did all this stuff. They used to have the big dinner out at the Le Sofitel. The Radisson. Radisson. They used to have the big one. That's where Mayor George lost his car for six months.
Right.
At the Minuteman banquet. Well, they still exist. And on January 26th, noon at Mancini's for a lousy $50, the Minutemen are going to have a right roast of me.
Really?
Yes.
Really? A noon roast?
A noon at Mancini's, just kind of a little deal. Jonkowski will tell all new material. All new material from Jonkowski. But they said that they would make a charitable donation of at least $1,000 in my name.
Wonderful.
It's going to the Courage
very
County.
Cool.
Very nice. Thank you.
Cool.
Yes. Wonder if Dick Jonkowski will tell them the one about... Yeah, I came home. My wife said, do anything you want to me. So I tied her up and went to a Twins game. Boom, boom, boom.
No, he says, yeah. The wife meets me in a negligee right at the door.
Yeah, tie me up and do anything you want.
Right.
So I did, and I went to the Twins game.
But what if you don't want new material? What if you want the oldies? What if you want the hits?
Well, I have to laugh. Don't worry. Don't worry. He was at the Augie roast at the last ever Augie golf tournament deal at Mancini's this year. And I had a chance to introduce him and said, all new material.
Yep, here we go.
Dick Jonkowski, all new material. But I think I'd heard a couple of them before.
Yeah.
So anyway.
You're bidding right now on four tickets to sit behind home plate in the Thomson Reuters Champions Club for a Twins game of their choosing, but certain restrictions apply.
Price is already up to $1,000.
That's right.
Certain games not available. Food and beverages included, plus an autographed Brian Dozier jersey. 651-647-5437.
I think the cheapest seats in there now are about $3.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I've never sat there.
I haven't either. I have yet to sit in the chair.
They look like nice chairs.
I was going to sit there with Dark, but then he passed away. So
was he a holder of a seat in there?
Yeah, he had a couple of tickets in there.
He knew a guy.
I don't know. He had partners, and he had something.
I got
like
a buddy
that's
got four seats, and he took my wife and I.
Oh.
We went to one game, and let me tell you.
Did you see any of the game or just stay where the food was?
Stay where all the food was. I watched the game on TV, but it was just. They're not putting out hot dogs and chips.
No.
That's
a restaurant.
They have those
isn't it?
Available. It's all buffet.
Yeah,
and it's just food.
You camped
everywhere.
Out at the carving station.
Yeah,
didn't
it
you?
Was the. You know, I was hoping for extra innings, but they only played nine that night, so I had to go home.
They got beverages there too. I hear.
Yeah, you can get a wine and a beer, and they got some booze down there too. So it's really worth it.
I've been in there for various press conferences and the like, but I've never watched
a couple of Saturday sports talk broadcasts.
Never watched a game from down there. That's right. So anyway, that's $1,000. You're not going to win it at $1,000.
I know. Right? I know. I'm debating.
He's hoping now.
I'm emailing the wife to see how high I can go.
You're buying a new car, so you better. You better watch it.
Yeah.
You better watch yourself.
Rook, why don't you take it?
Auction. Welcome sports back to 1500 auction. ESPN Sports Fantasy Auction, benefiting the Courage Kenny Rehabilitation Institute. Before the show continues, here's a reminder of what this hour's priceless experience is and an update on where the bidding stands.
Da, da, da.
Singing Star Wars, huh?
I thought he
Thank you very much. I always open with a little something by a guy named Richard Strauss called 2001. Welcome to the Potter Room, everybody, up here at beautiful Meatloaf Mountain. I'm Dick Winters, and I'm here to entertain you, so sit back, have a hot buttered rum, and let it happen. Now, what do I see here down in front? We got a cute little girl here with a cast on her leg. Honey, why did you bother to come up to Meatloaf?
I thought he did, too. Nothing but Star Wars.
Right, right.
Bill Murray.
You can still get Star Wars tickets by calling 647-5437. Yes. And your name will be at will call. Boom, you get the popcorn, the whole deal.
Don't.
What if you're in Phoenix, Joe?
You get the popcorn, too?
Yeah, you get popcorn, a popcorn and a drink.
And a
what
drink.
What the hell is, what's $30? You know, a popcorn, a ticket, and a drink cost you $30.
Oh, yeah.
And this is I think this is all donated, too, right?
And
these
the screening
are all donations,
is right? This Saturday the 16th, 8:15 a.m. at Marcus Southbridge Crossing Cinema in Shakopee.
Royce, when it comes time when I pass away and I leave my family stuck with all my crap and they decide to have the family auction to sell off all my garbage, I want you to be the auctioneer. Mm-hmm. Because you will squeeze every single penny out of those cheap Swedes buying my crap.
That's right. We'll try to, we got to beat them up a little bit.
You don't
bit,
buy it now, the price goes up.
Up, that's right.
With Paul Schaefer on the piano.
That was something really hot for these folks. A big hit out of 77. Oh, Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Star Wars. If they should bar wars, please let these Star Wars stand.
That show used to be funny.
Well, I tried to watch the beginning Saturday night. It wasn't funny. Can you
forget all the it's very political these
days. Just wasn't funny.
Well, and their old political stuff used to be hilarious, too, you know. But they were... They didn't take themselves nearly as serious. They weren't trying to change the country.
No,
back
Dana
then.
Carvey was a lot different than Alec Baldwin.
They weren't trying to change the country. They were just trying to get you to laugh. Yeah. You know.
By the way, you can still go online all day long and into the evening to get the Garage Logic 25th anniversary pint glasses. And then when you pick it up, you get your voucher for whichever town hall location you want to go to, and you put that glass on the counter and say, fill her up, barkeep, with whatever kind of beer you want.
It's
from town hall.
The nice, classy, thick, etched glass, right?
It's etched. It doesn't wash off. It's not magic marker.
I love those kind of glasses.
And here's the thing. We've
big,
already moved
heavy bar glasses.
We've already moved 350 of these glasses. Folks, we only have 1,000 to sell. And once they're gone, they're gone.
So you go to 1500ESPN.com and look for the banner. The pint glass banner.
You have 999 to sell. I told promotions I want one.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I got to. We got to update the Spink Award voting today. This morning, you know, I was one of
the
three finalists.
Anticipated triumph.
I think that I was kind of like Roy Moore. I thought I had a shot, but Sheldon Acker, who covered the Cleveland Indians for 33 seasons, was elected the 2018 winner of the J.G. Taylor Spink Award in the balloting by the Baseball Writers Association of America. He will be honored with the award that is presented annually to a sports writer for meritorious contributions to baseball writing during the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum's induction weekend, July 27th, 30th. Acker, now here's the good part. Mm-hmm. Acker received 168 votes from 426 ballots, including two blanks cast by BBWAA members with 10 or more consecutive years service in becoming the 69th winner of the award since its inception in 1962. It's named, of course, named after Spink, who
how could it be the 69th winner since 1962?
I think a couple of they had a period. In the 60s and starters when they were kind of like doing the old-time ringlarders and guys like that. They were doing two a year. Jim Reeves, an award-winning columnist and baseball writer in a 40-year career with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, received 143 votes.
Yep.
Very close.
Yep.
Patrick Ricey. Now, we just got award-winning columnist and baseball writer, right?
Right.
Who has spent the better part of 43 years writing about baseball in the Twin Cities, got 113.
Yeah. That's not bad.
No. I got whopped.
It's a strong third.
I got whopped. I was a strong third. H. Ross Perot, me, right here. H.
But,
Ross Perot. Yeah. Right
were you
here.
Trying? Were H. you campaigning? Did you give even one rat's ass?
Well, what were you going to do? I got.
You were kind of like Hillary. You just mailed it in thinking you were going to win.
He didn't even have a concession speech.
I didn't even have a concession speech.
And who are these mysterious judges making these decisions?
Baseball Writers Association of America, who have been in the group for 10 more years.
Well, they hate you.
Can you come
Pat.
Back next year as a candidate? Once you're a candidate, are you done?
The people have come back, you know, and won, but I think the chapter, the Twin Cities chapter, would be better served by finding another candidate.
Maybe.
Who actually covered baseball as a beat for more than 5 years.
Right. That might be hard to find.
Shelley covered it for 33.
Yeah.
He sat and froze his ass off and slapped mosquitoes in Municipal Stadium while that jackass beat on the drum.
And it was the Indians. They were horrible forever.
For like 20 years. You know, give it to Shelley. What the hell? But it was not exactly a nail biter. 168, Jim Reeves 143, and Ricey 113. Those were the final results.
Has Reaver's been top?
Tim is now in the lead. He beat my bid. He's up to $1,200 for that Twins Champions Club.
Tim, I like those guys that don't go up $50. You know, you go up $200.
Yeah, come on, let's go here.
Well, the bidding increments for this are $100.
He went 200. He went 200. That's what we like.
You're bidding on 4 seats in the Champions Club. Oof. For a game of your choosing, there are some restrictions. Food and beverages included, plus an autograph. Brian Dozier jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is call 651-647-5437. We're going to tell you about the next item, but not till about 3:20 p.m.
Is it really lame if I text my wife to see how much money I can spend?
This is the day to do it.
All right. Dear honey, I love you so
much.
I'd
throw in with some of you guys, and maybe we could win it together, but I was sitting here thinking about that. I realized I hate all you people. I don't want to go to a baseball game with you. Matter of fact, when I see you guys at the park, I put my head down and go the other way.
Well, Kenny, we included you. You'll be going to the dinner with us that the GLer bid for a dinner that Greg Holcomb will paint a rendition of evening.
Where is that dinner,
We're going
Joe?
To Cave.
Crave.
Crave.
Right. Yeah. We're just going to have it in a cave.
Boy,
right,
that's
over
a new
there.
Place.
Yeah. Right over on St. Paul, over on the...
Cave used to have one over there.
Trying to make me mad or not, but I would find great joy in that. I'd love to do that.
Well, you're going to, whether you want to or not.
Well, good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I look forward to
it. It's at Cove.
Cave. We're not going to the Cove. We're going to Crave.
We're going to sit outside.
Kenny, last time you were at one of our team dinners, we had a guy fall down in the snow and came stumbling in. Who shall go nameless? That was one of the highlights of my career right there.
Joe, before you break, it's been upped. The Hanson brothers are in for $1,500 for those Twins Champions Club tickets. Right. It's about to get real.
You didn't really have a chance at a grand, did you?
Mm-hmm. I didn't.
That's $250 a ticket. At a grand. I don't know what they're worth on a game day basis.
Right now, Mrs. Reavers is putting the divorce papers back in the file right now.
Yeah, those Hanson brothers, they got me for about $8,000 a couple of years ago, so I don't feel sorry.
Two fences I've had. They're such a good company. I've had two fences built by them.
Back for more.
I had them do me a gate.
You did.
They had to do two gates for me. Yeah. And
I'm going to be on my third fence here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do they dig tile? I need some work done up at the
They'll do it all.
We're going to be back with more. You know, before we get to the John Hight news.
Yes.
As is our custom.
Now, that doesn't mean the Champions Club bidding is over, does it, Chris?
Oh, God, no. No, heavens
no. But
no.
We're going to introduce some more bidding.
We are the current bid for the Twins Champions Club. The 4 tickets to sit behind home plate in the Champions Club and a Brian Dozier autographed jersey is now at $1,850.
Right.
Scott is the current high bidder, 651-647-5437. We also have those Garage Logic 25th Anniversary Pint Glasses online at 1500ESPN.com. The Star Wars tickets. 4 Gopher Hockey Suite tickets are still available. But now, ladies and gentlemen,
Joining the fray, purchaser will receive a ticket to sit in a suite for the March 19th Minnesota Wild game versus the Kings, hosted by Reavers and Rookie. Food and non-alcoholic beverages will be provided. It's $125 a ticket, and 12 are available. Tickets must be bought in increments of two. The game is March 19th. The Wild and the King, hosted by Moron Number One and Moron Number Two.
And can I ask a question?
And Inge?
Is that Inge will be there too? Is that the Hubbard Suite?
I don't know.
I would assume so. Yes, sir.
You're at mid-ice then. Yeah. You're at mid-ice.
And you will be promptly instructed by me to leave Mr. Leopold alone.
Oh, I like to sit
during
next to him.
The game.
Don't
in between
talk
periods,
to him during the game.
Nicest guy in the world. Don't talk to him during the game.
651-647-5437. Here's John Haidt.
Thanks, Joe. 19 and cloudy out there. Timberwolves at home tonight. They host the 76ers at the Target Center.
8:30. I don't approve, Johnny.
Sorry.
Tonight it's 8:30 start.
I was going to go to the game, and then I saw the tip-off time. That's way past my bedtime.
Is that a TV doubleheader?
Yep.
Wild at home tonight. They have a game against Calgary at the Xcel Energy Center. That is the first of three in a row.
Why don't they do something about their schedules where they're always home at the same time?
Thank you, Sid.
Sid used to get very upset about that.
News notes from today. Governor Mark Dayton will announce his appointment to the U.S. Senate 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, according to a release from his office.
It's going
to
be Patrick.
It's going
to be Royce.
I'm beginning to think it is.
I'm out there.
We've been trying to get rid of you for years. Finally, the governor came through for
the
us.
The weed party.
Yeah.
Individual appointed.
The free cigarettes party.
Oh, yeah. Marijuana will
no
be legal.
No bike pass.
No bike pass. Marijuana will be legal. No, I don't mind bike pass. I want bike pass. I don't want bike lanes.
Yeah, lanes. I'm sorry, Senator.
Individual.
Now, that does not sound right.
Oh, it really doesn't.
That does not. I don't think I can do that.
Right. And you know the first thing we're going to do?
Oh, God.
We're going to investigate Sheldon Ocker's past. That's what we're going to do. See what skeletons he might have in his closet.
I've got some of your backers right here on tape.
He's on our way over north smoking weed. No, we do.
That's right. He'll vote for me.
The individual appointed, of course, will succeed Al Franken. The last time a governor appointed a U.S. senator in Minnesota came in 2002. Jesse Ventura appointed Dean Barkley after the death of Paul Wellstone in a plane crash.
That's right. I forgot about Dean.
The Hanson brothers are back in the lead at $2,000 for that Twins Champions Club. Four seats and an autographed Brian Dozier jersey. We have four Wild tickets left for that suite. We had 12. We are down to four.
On the one I just announced?
On the March 19th game.
Do they know what they're getting into?
And the LA Kings. And you know what's great? We get to hang out, and I get to watch Rookie eat and watch a Wild game.
And we're not just getting hot dogs either. We're getting the good stuff.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the Wild tickets are gone.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
The Wild tickets are
How'd
all gone.
How'd that happen?
That was
because we're awesome.
This is a successful auction.
They went
the
so fast. I should have charged an appearance fee. Hang on a minute here. What's going on? I don't do this for free.
The campaign chairman for Democratic Senate candidate Doug Jones in Alabama is sounding notes of cautious optimism as Alabama voters continue to cast ballots in that special election there. Jones and opponent Roy Moore both voted today. Moore appearing, as he always has during elections, on a horse. The election, of course, drawing national attention because of charges that Moore pursued. Yes?
On a horse?
Yeah,
he
always has.
I got a question about Moore.
I've got a bunch of questions. Joe first.
All right. He's done nothing his whole life except run for various offices.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't any of this have come up before? Did Harvey Weinstein open the floodgates? Is that what it is?
Well, that's part of it, but also
the guy's run for office.
This is the first time he's run for a.
But he's always been running for mayor or judge or something. Right.
There were reports when this first surfaced that apparently it was somewhat known in Alabama.
Oh,
that he was.
Well, they just chalked it off to being Alabama.
Apparently,
my question's not about that weirdo. It's about Charles, who came out on Jones's side. Am I wrong in thinking I thought Charles was a Republican?
He does not. Charles Barkley.
Oh.
He says he doesn't want to be identified with either party, Republican or Democrat.
Boy, I get that.
What he said was, Charles, since you brought it up, Kenny, he told a crowd in Birmingham last night he was on the stump for Jones. He said, there's no way possible this guy should, number one, be in an election, meaning Moore. He said, it's unbelievable this guy's still in the race. At some point, we've got to stop looking like idiots to the nation. Barkley added, I love Alabama, but we got to draw a line in the sand.
Is he from Alabama?
Yes.
So it's not just his Auburn connection. He's from Alabama.
He is an Alabama guy. Yeah, he was going to run for governor as a Republican.
I think he should.
A few years
ago. That's why I got that notion. Okay.
He got no chance.
18 and 0.
They're like the black girl on The Bachelor. They got no chance.
Charles could talk me into anything.
Absolutely.
I'd rob from my mother's purse for Charles Barkley.
I love what he said. Ain't nobody a vegetarian. That's made up.
That's made up. Everybody likes meat.
God, he's funny. He's unbelievable.
Hey, this is Charles Barkley. I hope you're enjoying the NBA playoffs on TNT. And I hope you have enjoyed my T-Mobile Fave 5 list. I'm a dumbass.
Minnesota celebrity chef Andrew Zimmern is joining with the creator and founder of the Ganzevoort Market in New York to open the Dayton's Food Hall and Market. The project, a collaboration between Zimmern and Robert Montwade, is part of the Dayton's Project, a $250 million, 1.2 million square foot development. The designs for the project unveiled by the owners of the former Macy's building in downtown Minneapolis in October. It's all slated to open in 2019. According to the project's website, the collaboration between Montwade and Zimmern, the host of Travel Channel's Bizarre Foods, is envisioned as a mix of well-known food vendors, local treasures, and fresh food purveyors and makers to create a market that'll be the first of its kind in the Twin Cities.
Have you seen all the pub that this Eric Dayton gets, Mark's kid, one of Mark's sons?
The anti-Skyway guy?
Well, yeah, and he's a champion of winter. He's getting all winter. The credit for the Great North, and we should celebrate winter.
I agree.
I want to know where his winter home is.
Oh,
I'd like to know if he's got a place in Florida.
I'm betting on Naples.
You refuse to believe that anybody loves winter, though.
No, I know there are certain disturbed people that do.
Mr. Olson.
Like, hey, I looked back at the column I wrote about Bud Armstrong's retirement.
Yeah.
And Bud, you know, he's a Miami Beach guy.
He was born in
Miami Beach, lived in Miami Beach. And came up to Marquette. He said, I got sick of 78 and sunny.
Amen.
I needed seasons.
I never would get sick of that.
Son of Sam, serial killer who terrorized New York City, is in the hospital.
That's terrible.
New York State prison officials said 64-year-old David Berkowitz transferred to a hospital from the upstate maximum security prison, where he's serving a life sentence. Officials wouldn't comment on why, but the New York Post and Times Union of Albany reported he was transferred to undergo heart surgery. Berkowitz, who called himself Son of Sam, set the city on edge with late-night killings that killed six people and wounded seven in 1977. Berkowitz now says he's a born-again Christian and is very sorry for what happened.
I think I was sitting right in this chair one Saturday afternoon when Rod Grams was running for office, and it got brought up if I'd vote for Rod Grams. And I said I wouldn't vote for Rod Grams if he was running against David Berkowitz. And we got a little...
Did that light up the phones?
Got a little abuse about
it. Scott is back in the lead for the Twins Champions Club. 4 tickets and a Brian Dozier autographed jersey at $2,300.
I'm sensing anger bidding here.
I'm angry reading it because I wanted this.
Whatever it takes.
This is what goes on at farm auctions. It's like, well, that bastard isn't going to go home with this. That's mine.
All right, just a moment.
Here's the deal. If we had a different horn, we'd make a lot more money.
The latest update on the Twins Champions Club. Scott is your current leader at $2,300. 4 tickets to sit behind home plate in the Champions Club, an autographed Brian Dozier jersey. 651-647-5437. We should update too, Joe.
Is the wild game spoken for?
The wild tickets are gone for the suite with Rook and Reavers. We have sold 400 Garage Logic 25th anniversary pint glasses. There are 600 left, but
you can get them online.
1500ESPN.com. You click on the pint glass promo banner on the home screen, $15 a piece. And those are going to be gone before the end of the day today.
Chris, do you ever get sick of the sound of your own voice?
Constantly.
I'm not the only one.
We got a little tension in the room between Kenny and Chris today. Yeah.
All right. Well, he's already told us he doesn't like any of us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I wasn't in here. Do you not like me either?
No, he doesn't like you. No. He's throwing
you in there. Well, yeah. What are you going
to
do?
He was going to bid to go to the Twins game, but then he decided, I don't want to be with you.
Very goofy medical story today to lead this segment. Smoking just 1 month before or after breast augmentation surgery can lead to your nipples turning black and falling off.
That'd be quite a sight when they fall off.
Boy, I'm glad I don't smoke.
Yeah. I don't think this is referring to males.
Even if you've never been a smoker, the toxins...
I think
it failed.
I beat it.
Even if you've never been a smoker, the toxins in a cigarette can cause blood supply to the healing breast to be cut off, ultimately making the nipples fall off.
There they go.
Yeah. Doctors, though, here's
where... Hey, did you drop this?
Here's where the story gets even goofier.
Oh, okay. That's pretty goofy so far.
Yeah, nipples falling off, that's up there already.
How about this?
Don't pick at it.
Doctors can...
Oh, God, help me.
You knew this was going to happen, John.
No, not me.
Yes, you did, John.
But doctors can save the decaying nipples with a treatment that
who wants a black, crispy nipple?
You get them at Paul's Prosthesis. Slightly used and darkened nipple. Repackaged with the utmost care.
Hair extra.
Doctors can save the decaying nipples with a treatment that sounds just as bizarre as the prognosis. Blood-sucking medical-grade leeches.
Oh, this is getting better, isn't it?
Sounds erotic.
It's a package. Harvey, that's what somebody should have done to Harvey Weinstein. Gone in there and, you know, had leeches on the nipples. And
why don't we have this as an auction item?
Harvey reached in there. What the hell's that?
Michigan plastic surgeon Dr. Anthony Yuan.
I prefer if you call him Nips.
What is this, 1672?
Described his experience treating a patient. Surgeons advised from refraining from smoking during any surgery, but Dr. Yuan told the Daily Mail online it's especially dangerous to smoke when having a surgery where the blood supply is
altered. I wonder what would fall off if you're having male swimsuit augmentation. Yeah. Well.
There's a rumor on the internet that you have four nipples. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that? Oh, you do?
Yeah, but a couple fell off.
If the blood flow to the part is greatly reduced or cut off, that body part dies, and that's what would happen here. The doc said it's a virtual tourniquet.
Do you think they had any, back in the 1600s, do you think they had any malpractice suits?
Nope.
You got anemia, we're going to bleed you.
Yeah.
we got to bleed you.
I heard about herb.
bad blood. Man.
Or they fed you the stuff in thermometers.
Mercury.
Yeah, they just dumped that right down your gullet. Have some mercury, you loser. but I believe nowadays, women that have their... bosoms cut off for cancer, and then they have reconstruction surgery. I believe they get nipples tattooed on, and I'm not making a joke. I'm pretty sure that's a real deal.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Man in Illinois.
And the design comes from Paul's Prosthesis Palace.
Man in Illinois had a case of mistaken.
So you suppose you can pick your style?
Design your own nipple. Stars. How about the moon? Jupiter.
Pencil eraser.
Uranus. What is wrong with you? That's the
filter.
Planet, by the way. The planet, by the way.
It got confusing there for a minute.
Phew.
Man in Illinois had a case of mistaken identity when police officers approached him after he crashed his car into a ditch. Police officers arrived on the scene at 12:50 in the morning after being notified a man driving erratically in the parking lot, almost hitting a pedestrian and then crashing his car. When police approached the Galesville, Illinois man, he claimed his name was Burger King.
You have one of those little hats?
According to reports.
One of those little paper hats?
The King, the Crown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
34-year-old Bradley Galloway told officers his name was Burger King.
They say
he smelled like alcohol and bloodshot eyes. Galloway failed to cooperate with officers or medical personnel, refused medical assistance.
Home of the Whopper.
Man,
you know they sell weenies now?
Who does?
Are they Whopper weenies?
Burger King. Paul's Prosthesis Palace?
Just a nice wiener.
I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
They do. They're pretty good.
I haven't been to one for a while. We're due. Mm-hmm. You been to the King lately?
I've been to the King as recently as late September. I wasn't right for a week.
No, no, you loved it. It was delicious.
Do we have them?
Even though everybody else liked it, we did.
It wasn't even here, though. It was in Arizona.
That makes a big difference.
Much different menu. By the way, the Hanson brothers are in the lead at $2,400.
You can't beat them.
Yeah, you can if you call 651-647-5437. Mm-hmm.
Police in Western New York have charged a man who they say impersonated a police officer. Why?
Why?
He wanted to get discounted coffee at the Starbucks.
Instead of paying $2.
Long way to go.
That wouldn't fool you at the Krabby Coffee Shop.
No, no. We don't get the cops. They ain't getting any bargains.
Right. Well, nobody is. Nobody gets anything for free.
No.
The man flashed a fake badge.
Cream costs you a quarter.
Yeah. You ask for a discount, we automatically charge you a dollar more.
The man flashed a fake badge and gun at a Starbucks in Buffalo at about 11 in the evening on Friday. Police say the man claimed he was a detective. He wanted his discount. Authorities say the man then left Starbucks, tried to get into Spot Coffee after closing time by claiming he was a police officer. Eventually, police caught up to him. He was arrested. Police said the gun he was carrying was a BB gun. They've charged the 48-year-old Buffalo man with criminal trespassing, criminal impersonation of a police officer, and menacing.
You know where we're really going to get him, Kenny? Our trivia questions. Our trivia questions.
At the Krabby Coffee?
They give you the discount. Ours will say, what is the name and the exact batting average of the leading hitter for the 1954 Minneapolis Millers?
Right. Turn the napkin over and it says, wrong!
Again, review the bathroom policy for me at the Krabby Coffee Shop. What is that?
You're not going to have one, are you? It's outside around back, isn't it? It's by the dumpster.
I don't remember. That's okay. But there's no number twos,
no,
right?
No, number two.
Never,
no,
ever.
He's in public?
Mayor, really quick. Scott's
only going to have urinals, even in the women's.
Yes, Director.
Scott's back in lead at $2,600 for the Twins Champions Club. We got ourselves a duel going down to the wire.
For the Courage Center, it's fantastic. You can go online, 1500ESPN.com, and still secure the 25th anniversary Garage Logic pint glass. It's the anniversary logo. It's etched in it. They're $15 a piece. Great gifts, and we're going to keep that online through the evening. They're fantastic. And I'd ask you what's coming up on the ride, but you're going to run the auction.
We're going to run the auction. I got to get my list. I got to get my list of what we have. Some good stuff coming up, though. Including a spring training trip with Sun Country providing the airfare, dinner with me, ball game, hotel.
Yeah, you got to get your list and bring it in here.
All that good stuff.
All right, stay tuned and keep bidding. Thank you. 1500 ESPN is KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis. It's 16 degrees and more auction coming up.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild. Wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.